Advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
Good morning, I'm Bonnie Colleen. Ooh, yesterday was pretty dicey, don't you think? And if you read Lance Ferguson's Skywatch on seeingbeyond.com or heard his Skywatch yesterday, you'll know why. Well, he's warned us that this would be a pretty hot summer, and I don't just mean the weather. But today we're going to be talking with Linda Cross Anderson about the more positive aspects of life, like love. So I hope you can stay with us as we'll be talking about some very positive and inspirational things, giving you some tips that you can use right now to create more love in your life and taking your phone calls. Well, let's see what Lance Ferguson has to say about today's Skywatch, and we'll be back seeing beyond.
This is Skywatch for Wednesday, August 4th. Hold your horses. The moon squares foggy Neptune early this morning and then turns void, of course, until she enters clever Gemini just before 10 a.m. this morning. You'll feel the energy shift as green lights come on for work or play. Yes, yes, yes. Schedule important appointments and meetings for Wednesday once the moon is in Gemini, as the moon will align in harmony with Uranus, Saturn, Jupiter, and Mars. Wow, that's a winning lineup. Get in touch with the people who can help you and place your order Wednesday afternoon. The lines are open. If your birthday is this week, August 1st through the 7th, all of these planets and cardinal signs are in your new solar return, the chart of your new year, Leo. Cardinal means go to action. Having the squares and oppositions will give you power in the months ahead. Sure, there'll be struggles as you find out who's on your side and who isn't. And you'll have to take it slowly, one step at a time. To your great benefit, Mercury is in analytical and practical Virgo in this new solar return. Do your homework, Leo, and listen to the experts. Being prepared will help you dismantle the Mars squares and let you use your talents wisely. This is an extraordinary year ahead of you, as unexpected matters can open doors you never thought you would walk through. Accept the invitation, Leo, as times change. I'm Lance Ferguson.
And I am Bonnie Colleen, and happy birthday to my brother and my son-in-law, both Leos, both born August 3rd. Well, we're going to have a lot of fun this hour, and it's about time we did. Don't you think we've been talking so much about these shifting times, the economy, the fact that, I call them crunchy times, they're times of great change, and of course also amazing opportunity. And today we're going to be especially concentrating on the second aspect of that, and that is the opportunity, as we are talking with a natural empath, an intuitive master clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient, specializing in angel readings and past life regressions. Regular guest on Seeing Beyond, Linda Cross Anderson. Linda, welcome back to Seeing Beyond.
Thank you, Bonnie. It's great to be back.
Well, we're going to be taking lots of listeners' phone calls today and hearing what their angels have to say to them, what their messages are during these interesting times. But first of all, my dear, I'd like for you, you know, you don't have to go into all the details, although we're both girls here. I like all the details when it comes to love. You've had a pretty good love story in the past little while of time. So why don't you tell that story as an inspiration to our listeners who are wondering if they're ever going to find love?
Oh, yes, they are. They just can't look at it like, I want it tomorrow. Of course, we all want it yesterday. I did too. And it happens. It truly happens. You just need to put that intention out there. I, as you know, I got married June 4th. Second marriage. First one was for 25 years. And this one is the one that I feel I was truly, truly ready for. And we have a great time. And, you know, all the intentions that I put out to the universe, they all manifested into this one person.
Well, I love that. You mean this one is for fun?
This is for fun.
In fact, you just got back from a romantic vacation with him.
Well, it wasn't that romantic because we took his 12-year-old. But
oh,
yeah,
well,
it feels
good. Away every once in a while.
We you know, we make romance anywhere.
Yeah.
It's totally doable. Yeah, we were in Kona, and it was awesome.
Now, talk about, first of all, well, we're going to go into how you manifested this guy, because, you know, what I like to do with my listeners is give them tools, and I'm sure your angels and his angels have something to do with it. But the other part, the miracle story, is where you got married. So, you know, we have girl talk people. We don't just interview. I don't just interview people on the air. I get to know them. We have oftentimes girl talk if it happens to be a woman, and she's going through things like this. So we're going to kind of share with you. So tell that fun story about where you got married.
Where we got married? Well, actually, we got married at the Rotunda in San Francisco. And the way the Rotunda works, unless you, it's at City Hall, and it's a beautiful, beautiful area. There's this gorgeous staircase. It's just, it's old San Francisco at its best. And we, the way the Rotunda works is you need to pay, you know, it's like $1,200 or whatever, if you want to reserve the whole thing. Well, I didn't want to do that. You can also go up there, and you can just get married up in the top of the dome there. And so we went, and we made our appointment, and it was late. And that day when we walked in, the Rotunda was closed. And I went, you know, I had finally got in my head, this is okay. This is okay. We'll take pictures in the Rotunda afterwards. And if they're doing something down, you know, nobody has to know exactly where we got married because City Hall also has a little room. And so we went to City Hall, and we had our appointment to fill out the paperwork. And then that was at 11:30. And then we were supposed to get married at 1. Well, when we filled out the paperwork, I see this one grumpy woman, and I'm going, oh, my God, I hope she doesn't marry us. This will just, but we'll make the best of this. And I looked at the room, and the hallway was just filled with all these women in a different assortment of bride's dresses. It was pretty humorous. And actually, it was so hot in there, it was, I'm just going, okay, we're just going to go with it. This is going to work. This is going to work. And sure enough, as it came to our time, it was about 20 minutes late, so it's about 1:20. They finally call us, and we see our Justice of the Peace. And she's this wonderful woman, and she says, now, would you like to get married in our room or in the Rotunda? And I said, well, the Rotunda's closed. She goes, oh, no, we just opened it.
Oh,
I went, oh. Thank you. She goes, we'll get somebody to take you up there right now. So we had it, you know, we had our ceremony. They have a big circle right under the dome there, and she called that the Circle of Love. And she married us, and she did the best ceremony. It was just wonderful.
I love that story. And as you were saying that you got married in the Rotunda, of course, I knew that because you and I had talked about it previously, mm-hmm. and I kind of got a sketchy outline of what happened that day. And hearing all the details makes it even more sacred and more special. But, you know, as you were telling that story, I was thinking about the fact that the Rotunda, thanks to Mayor Brown had made it so much more beautiful with all the gold embellishment and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But nonetheless, it is a dome. And the dome is an ancient spiritual architectural place, whether it's in a cave, the inside of a hill or a mountain, or man, woman made. Mm-hmm. It is a very, very spiritual place. I think it was way before even the spires of cathedrals and churches, for example. So when we are in a dome, there is an opening to spirit that just, in my opinion, naturally occurs. And for you to have your wedding delayed by 20 minutes so that your angels could get you into that dome or that rotunda is just too.
It's, you know, everything has always fallen into place. It's just fabulous.
All right, now, what do you have to say to a Sing Beyond listener, whether it's male or female, who says, you know what, I'm trying and trying and trying. In fact, it's getting very trying how much I'm trying, and I just can't manifest my soulmate, the person in my dreams, the second time around that's perfect, however they want to word it. What would you say to that person?
You're trying too hard.
Ah.
That is totally the bottom line. You are trying too hard. You have to get to the point of, okay, all our relationships that we have in our life, they're all learning experiences, okay? Some can be devastating learning experiences, but we're the ones who make them that way. Now, if we just accept the fact when we meet somebody and things don't work out with them, that's okay, because that opens the door for us to meet the right person for ourselves and them to meet the right person for themselves. And eventually, the stars are going to align, and you are going to find the person that is meant for you.
And I think there's a thin line, Linda, between trying too much or too hard and not doing anything about it.
Right.
I remember interviewing John Gray, and he said one of the things you need to do if you want a relationship in your life is put yourself into positions where you're going to meet people. And he did an audio tape that was, this was years ago, but I think it had like 100 different things or places where you could go and meet people. And some of them were, I mean, obviously a bookstore was one of them. We'd think about that, but there were places that you'd never even think about to go.
Mm-hmm.
Another one might be joining a hiking club or a chess club or volunteering. I mean, all of those are pretty understandable and things that certainly the Seeing Beyond listeners would think about. But put yourself out there and get really wild with your ideas about what to do. Now, I think what you mean by trying, Linda, is don't put yourself into a position or a place where you don't feel comfortable or it's not natural for you. I mean, if it's
right.
If you've never been in a bookstore in your life, why would you go into a bookstore to find somebody? If
right.
You've never been on a hike in your life, why would you join the Sierra Club unless you
right.
want to learn how to do it? So I think it's a matter of balance here. It's a matter of being open, doing something, but not trying the same thing over and over again or trying to do it harder and harder.
Right, and let me tell you, when you put your intention out to the universe for your mate, all right? Now, what I tell my clients is make a list, all right? And it's really funny because after I met Gregory and we were together and he had moved in with me, I found this list, and I looked at it, and there was like 12 things on that list, and every single thing was him, with the exception of a couple things, and, you know, which I thought were real deal breakers, and then I decided it's not that bad, and one of them was my little dog, okay? I have to have somebody that loves dogs as much as I do, and he's funny about that because he's Brazilian, and in Brazil, it's hot, it's humid, it rains a lot. The dogs live outside
because
they smell.
Mm-hmm.
But in America, our dogs are family. And you know what? That's okay. My little dog lives in the house. We've come to terms with that. You know, we're totally okay with that. Now, he's not picking her up and cuddling her and loving her and yeah. And you know what? That's okay because that's my job. He's not mean to her. He likes her. He's just not the cuddly dog type.
Mm-hmm.
And that's perfectly okay.
And you're willing to take his 12-year-old son on your honeymoon. So, hey.
Yeah. You know, it's concessions are made all the time. But one thing I wanted to tell people is when you make your list and you put that out to the universe, now, don't don't do that and then go get online onto Match.com or eHarmony, okay? Because right there, you're pretty much just slapping the universe in the face saying, all right, I trusted you enough to put my intention out there, but I think you need some help. So don't do that.
Instead, do what?
Well, instead, just say, I've put it out there. It's okay. And, you know, something will resonate with you. If you truly love to hike, all right, then go join a hiking club because, you know, it's not so much that you'll meet a mate. You might find a new best friend there, okay? Do something, join a club or whatever, something that you enjoy doing. Don't do it to go out with the intention of meeting people.
All right, we're going to be coming back and having some more, I guess you could call it girl talk, although I bet a lot of you guys are eavesdropping on this too because you want to know what your ladies are thinking and what some hints are for making us happy. I just know that because the men who are listening to Sing Beyond are the new males emerging, and they care about those kinds of things, just like we women care about getting to know you guys so much better. But we're also going to be opening up the phone lines and inviting you to call in. I call Linda Cross Anderson the angel lady because she has angels around her and, very importantly, can talk to angels who are around you. So if you'd like to call in and find out more about love, maybe it's about a relationship that you're already in. Perhaps you're already married. Maybe you're wanting to find a relationship. Anything that has to do with romance, love, or moving forward, give us a call at 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. Linda has a private practice in Mountain View from which she can conduct one-on-one or couples counseling as well as appointments via phone or email. She's got a very special offering for you Sing Beyond listeners today. Listen to this one, 50% off of readings. That's $66 per hour, $33 per half hour. Just say you heard all of this on Sing Beyond and book by August 10th. Here's their number. It's toll-free, 1-888-WINGS-58. That's 888-WINGS-58. Of course, that contact information is right there on the calendar section of the homepage of seeingbeyond.com. All right, call in. I love hearing from you, 415-543-8255. Let's pretend it's Friday. Make this a Friday day, 415-543-8255. I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are Seeing Beyond. Are you one of those people taking many supplements? Are you tired of yet another new supplement? How do you know if they're working? Well, search no more. Bio Superfood is the perfect brain food. With Bio Superfood, when you increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Find out more at BioAge.com.
This is a big week at East West Bookstore. Be sure to check out all the programs at EastWest.com. But the two real highlights will be a hands-on introduction to the power of energy medicine with the one and only Donna Eden. This event will be held at Unity Church of Palo Alto on Thursday evening. Then on Friday and Saturday, join world-renowned psychic Dougal Fraser and learn how to develop your own psychic abilities. Check out eastwest.com for the complete summer calendar.
Turn your dreams into reality. Blast Off, author Allison Maslan, master life coach, outlines simple tips to motivate dreaming into doing. Blast Off, now available on myblastoff.com. Allison utilizes her years of experience in building thriving businesses as well as healing, counseling, and motivating. Blast Off is the number one bestseller at myblastoff.com. Allison also conducts personal coaching for professional prosperity and for living a life of love, happiness, success, and fulfillment. Details at myblastoff.com. Buy the book Blast Off and start living your dreams today. www.myblastoff.com.
It's always nice to get a little help, isn't it? To have a little positive nudges in the right directions. And we're talking to the person who can connect you with your angels who are always there to help. And what Linda Cross Anderson and Doreen Virtue and others who work with angels have always said on Sing Beyond is that in order for your angels to help you, you have to ask for that help. Well, we're here with Linda Cross Anderson, and we're taking your phone calls, and we're having a lot of fun today. We're especially going to be talking about love. Love is in the air. Are you sniffing it? Are you smelling it? Are you feeling it? All right, Georgina is in San Rafael in Marin. Good morning, Georgina.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good. And what's your question for Linda Cross Anderson?
Well, I just met a guy. He found me on Match.com, so I don't know. But I just like to know if he's serious, and like to know if that would work out.
Have you met him yet, Georgina?
Huh?
Have you met him yet?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right. What are Georgina's angels saying to your angels and saying to you, Linda?
Okay, Georgina. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can I speak with your angels?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how long have you been dating this guy?
We just met one weekend. He came over.
Oh, 1 weekend. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys had, obviously, things went well.
Yes.
Have you communicated since?
Yes. Oh, every night.
Oh, awesome. Well, you know what? I'm getting this feeling in my gut that this is a definite possibility, that this guy could definitely work out for you.
Oh, wonderful.
Any suggestions as to what Georgina might do to really be clear about her assessment and also move this forward to the point of where she absolutely knows, where she doesn't have to call somebody and say, is this it? She just goes, hey, nobody can tell me this isn't it.
Right. Well, you know, that's totally up to Georgina. She's got to feel that. And, you know, we all are very hopeful because, to be perfectly honest, this, you know, when we're searching for a mate, it sucks. There's a whole lot of rejection there, and none of us like rejection. And
right.
The thing is, you know, look at what you really want in a mate. Okay, and I'm talking, if shoe size, if eye color is important to you, then that's okay. Write it down.
Mm-hmm.
And then look at that list and say, does this man possess those qualities that I am really looking for?
Mm-hmm.
And if he does, then you put that intention out there. And, you know, let it be known to your angels that you intend to be with this man.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right, Georgina, good luck. And most importantly, have fun. I mean, you know, boy, I think when we're at this stage in our life, it's not about so much about responsibility like when we get married in our 20s, for example.
Right.
This is time to kick up our heels, girl, and dance a little bit. So thanks for calling in. If you'd like to be on the air with me, I'm Bonnie Colleen. If I get something, I'll throw in my 2 cents worth to certainly I've been known to do that. And my guest is Linda Cross Anderson. I call her the Angel Lady, and she's here to take your call. She has a way of communicating with not only you, but your angels. And we're talking especially about relationship, about love, about moving forward. Our number, 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. Talk a little bit about how you are able to talk to a client's angels, whether that's here for a short reading like with Georgina or a longer session in your office or over the telephone.
Well, generally what I do if I'm in person with somebody one-on-one is I use the cards because people are very visual, and when they see that, you know, down in front of them, they find that to be a lot more believable. Sometimes they're a little confused by, like, what does that mean? But once I explain it, they're totally okay with it. Like with Georgina just now, when I asked her a few questions about this guy, and then I just felt it in my gut that this was good.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they will speak to me a lot of times with feeling. I think it's more feeling that I get from them. So that's very helpful for me.
Now, talk more about writing down what you want in the relationship of your life.
Okay, I'm talking about, let's be serious about this, okay? What really is important to you? What activities, you know, like I say with the dog, okay? I love my dog. I'll always have dogs. Gregory knows I'll always have dogs. And you know what? You can be rest assured the next dog we get, when it's his choice, he's going to love that little devil.
Nothing like having a dog from a puppy.
Yeah. Even if we go to the pound or whatever, you know, it's going to be his choice and his choosing. You know, it's really funny because I have my little dog, so now he's got turtles. We have a pond in the backyard, and we have these large turtles that are his little babies. So, you know, anyway, it's fun.
And let's talk a little bit about the first time around. I mean, it's interesting. You and I were both married. I was just, goodness sakes, months short of my 25th wedding anniversary. You were married 25 years. Yesterday, yeah. I had Joanne Roan Cook on the program from Colorado, and she was saying that her first relationship, which is marriage, was a marriage of 25 years. Now, there's something a little bit synchronistic and common about this, that's for sure. So there's something so important that I would think that it's more than a coincidence, don't you think, that we all, I don't know, learned our lessons or had learned enough? Or, well, you speak to this 25-year situation.
Well, you know, I truly, truly feel that as in careers, okay, we're not meant to be, I mean, the old way was you were married for 50, 75 years. That's fabulous if that works for you. That is so wonderful. And like jobs, you know, some people would have been at IBM for, you know, their whole career and retired from there. That's great. But now we're learning that that just doesn't work anymore. And with this 25-year thing, I'm finding, I really feel as people that we're meant to have at least as healthy individuals, okay? And this isn't saying that anybody else is unhealthy who doesn't do this, but that we're meant to, with the first marriage, like I was 19 when I got married.
That is so funny. So was I.
Yeah, and, you know, I had my first baby. I celebrated my 21st birthday with my first son.
Mm-hmm. So I was 25.
Yeah, and so it's like, you know, maybe the first time around is to grow, to procreate, and then we start to grow as individuals. And my ex-husband and I get along great, but we're just two different people now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he still drinks and smokes. He's, you know, into his activities. He's been in his whole life. And I've decided, you know, that I've changed and I no longer drink or smoke or do anything like that, and I'm into exercise and want to have a positive quality of life experience, you know, and so that's, we just grow. And I mean, I have no regrets about my first marriage. I mean, it was up and down, but we were both young, and it was a learning experience.
And let's face it, you and I wouldn't have the kids that we have right now if we
exactly.
hadn't had that first relationship. Well, I feel like it goes even beyond that. I feel like we come together in relationship, especially if it's a marriage, because we've been together, before. Well, Linda can do past life regression. So we're going to be coming back and talking a little bit about what our past lives have to do with our soulmates, with our love life, with who's in our lives right now. And if you'd like to be a part of that, if you'd like to call in and talk about your love life, if you'd like to find out more about your relationship and what the angels have to say about it, give us a call. We love hearing from you, and our number is 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. Linda's number, it's toll-free, 1-888-WINGS-58. In fact, that is on the calendar section of our Seeing Beyond website, along with a link to her website, which is wingsoflove.com, but you spell love, L-U-V, so wingsofluv.com. She's got a very special offering. It's 50% off of her hour or half-hour readings. All you need to do is book by August 10th and mention that you heard her on Seeing Beyond. $66 for an hour, $33 for half an hour. She can see you in Mountain View. She can talk with you over the telephone. She takes cash, check, or credit through PayPal. She's also available for parties. She does readings at parties. She does lectures, and she has gift certificates available. So call her 1-888-WINGS-58, 1-888-WINGS-58. Well, have you been with this guy or this gal before? Let's come back and talk about that as we continue to See Beyond. Nature's Liquids is looking for up to 8 motivated business associates in the San Francisco Bay Area. Would you like to add a product line to your wellness center, yoga studio, or professional practice, or supplement your income from home with proven whole food liquid nutritional formulas? Even in this economy, the wellness industry is growing. Mention Seeing Beyond for special savings and a 90-day risk-free trial. Call 800-732-1150. That's 800-732-1150. Be sure and mention Seeing Beyond, 800-732-1150.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer Master Shaw, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio, and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
Are you one of those people taking many supplements? Are you tired of yet another new supplement? How do you know if they're working? Well, search no more. Bio Superfood is the perfect brain food. With Bio Superfood, when you increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Find out more at BioAge.com. Well, our guest this hour, Linda Gross Anderson, speaks with angels and helps you to know more about your life by speaking with angels, but she's also got quite a background. She's an ordained metaphysical minister. Her education consists of a degree in social science from Foothill College, a certification in clinical trials management from UC Santa Cruz Extension, an advanced certification in the Angel Certification Program with Doreen Virtue. She has a bachelor's and master's degree in metaphysical counseling, and she's also certified hypnotherapist. So if you want to reach her, her number is toll-free, 888-WINGS-58, 888-WINGS-58, or you can call us, as Colleen is doing from San Francisco, and our number is 415-543-8255. Hi, Colleen. Glad you called in. What's going on with
Hello?
You and your love life? What do you want to know?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, I was dating a guy who was like 30.
Speak up a little, though.
Younger than I am.
Younger?
Yeah, 13 years younger than I am.
Okay, so speak up a little bit.
I was dating a guy that was about 13 years younger than I am.
Okay, notice you're saying you were dating him or you're no longer dating him?
Yeah, but he's still kind of in my space.
Okay. What's your question?
And my question is what they see around it.
What's his first name?
Noel.
Okay. What are the angels saying about Noel and Colleen?
Okay, Colleen, can I speak with your angels?
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, he is around. Now, has he been contacting you when you say he's in my space, or is he just...
I seen him, and we had a fight and everything, but...
Okay. Noel likes older women, and he really likes what you bring to the table. Okay?
Okay.
And he really enjoys your time. Do you want to continue to be with this man?
I'm not sure. We're having a really hard time getting along. Maybe communication.
Okay.
I mean, I really like him a lot.
Okay. Do you like him or love him?
I think I love him.
Okay. Because like is very important. Like comes before love.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. Absolutely.
Yeah. But, you know, I just wanted to know how far you went into this. How long were you with him?
Off and on for about a year, year and a half, maybe two.
Okay.
And then he went with someone else.
Okay. Well, I see Noel as one of those lessons. Okay? You need to take the love and the lessons from this relationship and move on. Because...
Okay.
The two of you are having problems communicating.
Right.
And, you know, communication is key when you're in a relationship. And if you can't have an open communication civilly without somebody getting upset over it, then it's just not going to work.
Right.
So that's okay. You just look back on everything you learned. And, you know, this opens the door for you to find somebody that you're more suited for and him to find somebody that he's more suited for. And that's okay.
Yeah,
that's
and, you know, Colleen, it's time for you to be happy. And I think, Linda, that this is one of my theme songs for the program today. Oftentimes, the first time around, whether it's a long-time relationship or usually it ends up in marriage, is for a lot of learning. There's a lot of responsibility attached to it. Oftentimes, kids are born, which even adds to the responsibility. So, boy, you know, later on, it's time to have some ease in our lives. And, yeah, we're still learning, and that's good, but it doesn't have to be in the school of hard knocks. So I'm wishing for you, Colleen, to get some real ease and fun and easy love in the right way of saying that, in the right way of seeing that in your next relationship. And thanks so much for calling in. If you'd like to be on the air with me, I'm Colleen, and my guest, she's Linda Crowe Anderson. That number is 415-543-8255. 415-543-8255. Well, I'll bet you anything, Linda, that Colleen and Noel were together before in some kind of a relationship. Now, it could have not been a love relationship. Actually, I was psychically picking up on the fact that he was a student of hers in a past life. But they probably had been together in more than one life. I want you to talk a little bit about what reincarnation has to do with current love.
Well, a lot of times we have been in a past life with somebody, and our commitment, well, I don't want to say commitment, our relationship with them has been unfulfilled. And so that's why we're with them again, okay? And we can be with them and with them and with them and with them, and it really doesn't matter. It's not always, like you say, it's not always with a husband-wife relationship.
Right, and does she want to keep on being his teacher for the next 30 lifetimes?
Right. Sometimes you have to just end it.
I mean, we love our kids when they're babies, but we're really happy when they get to be about 5 years old and can buckle themselves into their own seatbelts.
Exactly. You know, there's a reason why people give their kids those elaborate one-year birthday parties with the pony. It's not yeah. for the kid. It's because they've made it through that first year.
Praise God.
Yeah. So, anyway, you know, it's just an unfulfilled commitment. And at some point, you have to end it, because what's the point in going on, you know, with this person for the rest of eternity, having them show up?
Right. In my own first marriage, well, it's my only marriage, but my first marriage relationship that lasted, as I said, for almost 25 years, it was pointed out to me by a past life reader that my ex-husband and I had been in a relationship that was very dramatic before, but I was his mother and he was my son. And I just started laughing because mm-hmm. even though we were the same age, he was actually 9 months older than I was so much more mature and responsible, and I was like the one who said, let's buy a house. I was the one who said, let's wait to have children until we can afford to have children. And so it was like I was constantly under the pressure of being the responsible one. I leaned on him for certain things, but really the responsibility fell back on me. And once it was verified by the fact that I had been in a long-term relationship with him before, but it was a different kind of love, I so got it.
Yep. You know, I did a little mini past life regression on a person at the last show I was at. And she was saying how she and her husband are, you know, having difficulties and all that. And I did Doreen's method, where I went and I saw what was going on rather than she telling me what was going on. And it was amazing because I saw them in medieval attire, and they were standing in front of a fountain, holding hands, lovingly looking into each other's eyes, and it was just so much promise of the future and just, you know, this beautiful moment. And then the next scene I saw was him sitting in a chair with a big goblet, same period in time, and her scrubbing the floor with a couple kids there.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, they had a nice home and all this. Well, the whole point of this whole exercise was the reason she was having problems with him now is because she had expected so much more and many different things of this relationship. And when I told her that, she goes, oh, my God, you're right. And that's what I keep seeing now.
So when people call you for this, a very generous offering, I mean, 50% off of your reading, $66 for an hour, $33 for half an hour, in person in Mountain View or over the phone, can you do this kind of past life regression where you see a past life for them?
Sure. I've done it over the phone.
To me, honestly, Linda, that has been one of the most valuable things that has ever happened to me, either me seeing what that person has been in another lifetime, or having a reader seeing it, or being regressed and seeing it. I think it is so important. And the veil, all the psychics people are saying, the veil is thinning so that this information is more readily accessible. And just think about it. You can have a full hour with Linda Kross Anderson, and she even takes credit cards through PayPal for just $66. $33 for a half an hour, and a lot can get done in a half an hour. You just need to book by August 10th and mention that you heard her on Seeing Beyond. Her number, 888-WINGS-58, 888-WINGS-58. Now, also, you can see her because she's going to be at the Holistic Living Expo doing angel readings, and that's going to be Sunday, August 8th at the San Jose Holiday Inn. That's located at 1740 North 1st Street from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Well, you can tell that Linda is a lot of fun, so if you'd like her to come and speak to your group or do a party, she's willing to do that too. I mean, what a fun party. Let's say your girlfriend's turning 40 and you want to have a party for her at your house. We'll have Linda come on over and give some angel readings, some tarot readings. What a way to start the conversation, have a theme, and have a lot of fun. Again, her number, toll-free, 1-888-WINGS-58. A very important number is our call-in number. If you'd like to call in and be on the air with Linda Cross Anderson, see what her angels have to say to your angels and have them say to us, call us. We're talking about love this morning at 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are Seeing Beyond. Turn your dreams into reality. Blast Off, author Allison Maslin, Master Life Coach, outlines simple tips to motivate dreaming into doing. Blast Off, now available on myblastoff.com. Allison utilizes her years of experience in building thriving businesses as well as healing, counseling, and motivating. Blast Off is the number one bestseller at myblastoff.com. Allison also conducts personal coaching for professional prosperity and for living a life of love, happiness, success, and fulfillment. Details at myblastoff.com. Buy the book Blast Off and start living your dreams today. www.myblastoff.com. Nature's Liquids is looking for up to 8 motivated business associates in the San Francisco Bay Area. Would you like to add a product line to your wellness center, yoga studio, or professional practice, or supplement your income from home with proven whole food liquid nutritional formulas? Even in this economy, the wellness industry is growing. Mention Sing Beyond for special savings and a 90-day risk-free trial. Call 800-732-1150. That's 800-732-1150. Be sure and mention Sing Beyond. 800-732-1150. Are you one of those people taking many supplements? Are you tired of yet another new supplement? How do you know if they're working? Well, search no more. Bio Superfood is the perfect brain food. With Bio Superfood, when you increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Find out more at bioage.com. Welcome back. I am Bonnie Colleen. We're talking about love and what our angels are in relation to that. We've all heard of Cupid, but we've got our own personal angels, too, that can help us in relationship. Linda's number, again, is toll-free, 888-WINGS-58. That's 888-WINGS-58. Her website, wingsoflove.com, wingsoflove.com. All right, back to the phone lines. This is Celia, who is on a cell phone in San Francisco. Hi, Celia.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Linda.
You're sounding pretty good for driving around in San Francisco, so drive carefully. Hands-free, I'm sure. Okay, what's your question for Linda?
Well, I'm not really in a deep love relationship, and I'm wondering if you see anything in the future.
Okay, hi, Celia.
Hi, Linda.
Okay, you're not in a deep, are you in a relationship at all?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Celia, can I speak with your angels?
Absolutely.
Okay. This relationship's fun. But I see you coming into a different one. Just take your time. Take the lessons on this one.
Do my angels have any recommendations about how to end this relationship gracefully when the time comes?
Well, one huge thing you can do is call in your angels and ask them to, they will do that for you. But we're... this whole process is by free will, and the angels work by free will. So that's a question you have to ask them. And a good one to call in is Archangel Raphael, because he is the angel of relationship, the archangel
of relationship.
Oh, is he? Relationship. Yes. So call him in and just ask him to please release you from this relationship, and he'll make it be a healthy ending.
I feel like this relationship is pretty much done. Do my angels feel that there's anything more that I need to learn?
No, I think you're good. I think you're good.
Okay. Do my angels have any other message for me?
Love and stay in the light.
Beautiful.
Thanks for being a listener, Celia. This is a place where you can stay in love and light. Be sure and check out our website, find out who's going to be on next week, and stay listening. We do appreciate you. Thanks so much for calling in. Let's talk a little bit about the angels in general. I said earlier, Linda, that it's really important that we ask our angels for what we want. Speak to that.
Absolutely. You know, they will bring us, they want us to be happy. You know, they, in their world, they know no unhappiness. They know no lack. And so they don't understand it with us. And they don't want us to feel that way. So anything you ask for is yours, okay? But you have to put it out there in, you can't generalize. You have to be a, put it out specifically, and you have to put it out as an intention, okay? Because when you put it out as a want or a need or something that could be negated, you know, that's not going to work because it can turn around. And manifestation can also bring us things we don't want as well. So you want to put that out as an I intend. I intend to make $100,000 this year. I intend to buy that convertible Mercedes, you know, and put it out there as an intention, and then don't worry about it. It's going to be taken care of. It's not your job to figure out how it's going to happen.
I mean, what ease comes with that, for heaven's sakes? I mean,
yeah.
I did the exact same thing that you're talking about. I put out there, I would drive to work. I was a teacher at Watsonville High School. I would drive to work listening to a woman who was on the air from 7 to 9 every morning, and I'd be driving to school around 7 o'clock, and I'd be saying, God, that's what I want to do.
Right.
That's what I want to do. And it ended up that I never picked up the phone and called a radio station. A radio station salesperson picked up the phone and called me. He had no idea that I was manifesting being on the radio. He had merely heard me talk at a place in Gilroy, of all things, and called me on the phone and said that he wanted to talk to me about being on the air. He thought that I would be good on the air, and he wanted to encourage me to do that. The rest, of course, is history. We don't have much time left this segment. I've loved our topic, though, Linda, talking about us and our angels, and especially about love. In your perspective, what is the greatest service that you offer your clients?
I teach them, I give them tools, so that they can continue to use them themselves, okay? Now, that really kind of messes with my repeat business, but I don't care. That's what I'm all about. I want people to have the tools so that they can work on things on their own.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love that because, you know, we've talked a lot this morning about lessons and learning. And we've all seen kids whose moms or dads have done things for them. I had an aunt, bless her, I love her to pieces, but honestly, I swear she wrote every single paper that her son ever turned in junior high and high school, and I'm going, well, what is Jimmy going to learn from that?
Right.
So, you know, it's really our turn now to be the active students. These times are so exciting, and today, for example, Lance Ferguson is saying that this day, Wednesday, August 4th, is such an opening day for making contacts and calling people. And, you know, and that's why I listen to Skywatch. I read it on our website, is because he gives us so many clues as to the timing around all of these things. I mean, don't go bashing your head against a brick wall a day like yesterday. But if after 10 o'clock, which is just in a few minutes this morning, things are going to open up and the moon is conjuncting all of these phenomenal planets and things are opening to adventure and prosperity and manifestation, take advantage of it. And it's also so good to have somebody like Linda Cross Anderson who can catalyze your communication with your angels. So caller, she's got a terrific offering, and that is 50% off of her readings. She can do them in person in Mountain View. She can talk with you over the telephone. She takes credit cards through PayPal, checks also. 50% off of her readings, $66 for an hour, $33 for a half an hour. You do need to book by August 10th and mention that you heard her on Seeing Beyond, because it's a Seeing Beyond special. She's also, and this is going to be lots of fun, she's going to be doing angel readings at the Holistic Living Expo Sunday, August 8th. That's this Sunday at the San Jose Holiday Inn. They're located at 1740 North 1st Street from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And if you want to find out more about Linda's schedule, where she's going to be, about the fact that she does lectures and also in-home parties, go to her website, which is www.wingsofluv.com. You can call her toll-free. She's there right now, right after the program, at 1-888-WINGS-58, 1-888-WINGS-58. If you like the numbers, it's 888-946-4758. But the important thing is that that information is right there on the calendar section of the homepage of our website, seeingbeyond.com. Linda, we'll get you on again real soon. I'm so glad you found love and are such an inspiration. Thank you so much for having been here this morning.
Thank you, Bonnie. It's great. I love being here. And I love the topic. We'll have to do that again. That's fun.
We will. Well, certainly inspired people to call in because it is one of our hottest topics on Seeing Beyond.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you all make the most of this day. Go back to seeingbeyond.com and read Lance Ferguson's Skywatch, because this is the day to do something. This is the day to do something special. This is the day to do something big. So have a great day and continue to see beyond.